Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 176 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her organic, or are they organic, meals at restaurants. We have a terrific show coming up. Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We look forward to hearing from you. And listen, we love to hear your feedback. So bring it on. I'll go ahead and remind you later on after the episode as well. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
How many of you go to a restaurant and you read that it says organic food, organic this, organic that? Is it really? Are they telling the truth? What's really organic about their organic? Is this all a bunch of, well, smoke and mirrors? We have our own chef, Abby Gelman, here once again to set the record straight. Chef Abby is a professionally trained chef and registered dietitian with over 10 years of hospitality and food and beverage consulting experience and nearly 10 years of nutrition-related experience as well. Chef Abby, welcome back to the Her Podcast.
Hi. Thank you.
All right, what
always
is this?
Happy to be here.
You and I go to dinner, lunch, you know, we read the menu. It says organic food all over the menu. Are we supposed to believe them?
Yeah, this is the big mystery, right? So are we supposed to just blindly trust everything? And most of us do. And the thing with restaurants is if they make a reasonable effort to use organic, they can call it organic. The problem is, what does reasonable effort mean? There's really no definition. So everything's open to interpretation to, you know, the owner of the restaurant can basically do whatever they want.
Well, what happens? I mean, what is organic? What are they saying? How is this defined? Is this some kind of a little con game that's going on here?
So when you look at farms, for example, that grow food or have animals, chickens and beef and that kind of thing, and they call something organic, it has to be certified. So there's annual inspections. They have to go through a very rigorous process in order to be, you know, stamped by the USDA and called organic. And those standards do not translate in the same way to restaurants. So if I were a restaurant owner, I could, for example, have hamburgers that were made with 75% of certified organic meat from an organic farm. And then I could have 25% from someplace else that's not organic, but I could still call it organic in the restaurant because I used some amount of organic meat. So it's confusing to consumers because you just assume that it's going to be 100% because that's what happens at the farm. But in the restaurant, they can use way less than a reasonable amount. You know, so they could say it's 25% vegetables in this stir fry are organic, so I'm going to call it an organic stir fry.
Huh. So I'm totally confused. I don't know how all of our wonderful listeners are. They're sitting there, you know, their eyes crossed going, say what? What are we to believe? I mean, it seems to me like it's not at all black and white. Now, didn't the FDA or somebody, you know, say what should be organic? And isn't there a definition that everyone has to subscribe to? How does that work?
Yeah. So the basic thing to just know is restaurants don't have to do that. farms do, and if you're, you know, if you're growing crops or raising animals to eat, you have certain rules you have to follow that the USDA, the FDA, everyone follows. It's very rigorous, and so on and so forth. But restaurants don't have to follow any of that. So I guess the basic bottom line is you go in a restaurant,
I'm not understanding.
Have a wary...
Why?
That's a really good question. I think there's different governing bodies between the restaurants and the food packaging industry. They're two different food supplies. So, you know, honestly, I don't know why they made it different and such a confusing subject. But my belief is that because it's a business, and, you know, if I were a business owner and I had to adhere to 100%, maybe there was a drought and I can't get my tomatoes from the organic farm, so I have to get them from a different farm. So now I'm not organic anymore. Like, it can be very difficult to sustain business as a restaurant if you are adhering to very, very strict organic USDA guidelines.
Huh. Okay. So it sounds to me that was code for they have two different lobbying groups. They have different
exactly.
lobbyists. It's all political.
Well,
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's all political for sure. And there's also, like, you'll see other words around now. You'll see local. You'll see sustainable. You know, if I'm a giant restaurant chain, I can't necessarily get enough, you know, organic beef to make the burgers for my 20,000 restaurants. So maybe I'm using local or sustainable or antibiotic free, so then I can purchase from a larger number of suppliers without as many restrictions.
So if I go to a restaurant that says it's farm to table, what is that code for? Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to feel better about that? What?
Well, I think so. I mean, so here's the other thing about organic. A lot of farms don't pay for organic labeling because it is an expensive, rigorous process, but they might be using organic practices. So farm to table is more of like they got it from a local farm or within a certain amount of miles from the restaurant. So it's still good. They got it from a farm and now it's on your table. They didn't, you know, it's not from a big manufacturing plant per se. So it still will be better. That doesn't mean it's organic. It just means it's local and there's a better chance that it's made in a, you know, grown in a healthier way or farmed in a healthier way.
I remember eating at the French Laundry. Look it up, everybody. Oh my gosh. First of all, there goes your mortgage payment, you know, in Napa Valley. This is a very expensive, but an extraordinary experience that seriously, you have to have reservations for months and months and months in advance because it's small and it's intimate and oh my gosh. And I remember looking outside the window at the table I was sitting at. And watching the sous chef or one of the helpers down there in the kitchen literally going and picking the greens that were going to be part of the, you know, however the plate was laid out. And thinking to myself, wow, I'm actually watching where it comes from. And it somewhat made me, you know, feel a little bit better. Should I have felt better?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yes.
Was I being fooled or is that an okay thing?
No, that's an okay thing. Huh. And they, you know, like if you're in the restaurant and you want to know where they get their food from, they should tell you. They should easily be able to tell you. And if you're sitting at, you know, a Thomas Keller restaurant, like you just were in Napa Valley or any other restaurant where you're looking out at their garden, ask them. You know, you should definitely ask them. Here in New York, there's a lot of rooftop gardens. Restaurants are growing greens and other things on the roof. You know, people should be transparent about it. And if they're not, you know, if they don't want to answer the questions or they're very evasive, then that's kind of also a sign that maybe you shouldn't, you know, maybe you should be wary of what's actually happening and what's going on in the kitchen.
So, you know, Chef Abby, we have like a place like Sweetgreen, and they have a big board that oftentimes will write down the names of all of the farms where they pick up whatever it may be, avocados, you know, their greens and whatever's being grown out there. And it kind of makes me feel kind of warm and fuzzy about that. It is, after all, farm to table, as it were. And then there's another one like True Food, which is becoming a national brand, originally created with Dr. Andy Weil. They do precisely the same thing. And you could see it displayed there. So should we think that this is going to be a superior type of experience in terms of organic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the minute that any restaurant is fully transparent like that and puts down in front of their guests, whether it's a board like Sweetgreen or on the menu or freely gives the information, is already trying to advertise to its customers that it believes in the food that it's purchasing and serving. So they're getting the best. They're trying to, you know, get it from local farms or wherever they're, you know, getting it. But they're trying to make that effort. And they're trying to make sure that you know they're making the effort. So absolutely, the food should be, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be prepared better than anywhere else, but at least the product they're starting with should be, you know, a very good one.
All right. So here's another interesting question. Is organic essential? Do you absolutely have to have organic?
So here's where I usually start off with that question. If it's the difference between eating fruits and vegetables or not, then I ask, because a lot of people ask that question generally around price. So if you're not going to eat vegetables or fruit, and, you know, because they're organic and too expensive, then just buy what you can afford. It's better to just eat the fruits and vegetables. But in general, there's like the Dirty Dozen, which is every year is published, the top 12, you know, vegetables and fruits that have the most, you know, problems and things grown with the most pesticides or things that can hurt us. So kind of maybe understand what those 12 are. Try to buy organic if you can with those 12. If you shop anywhere near a farmer market, if you have access to a farm market or local farm stands or local produce, definitely go to that. Talk to the farmers. A lot of times, as I said before, they might not be certified organic, but their farming practices probably are. As far as animal protein, if you can afford it, I would definitely at least try hormone-free, antibiotic-free. And if you can go all the way to organic, great. But that is a little bit, I would spend a little bit more money if you can on getting things that are farmed, better farming practices, and better quality raised meat, poultry, eggs, that kind of thing.
When you go to a restaurant, I found one of the hardest things to do is to get someone at the restaurant to tell me whether or not the beef or even the chicken, like, you know, poultry and even sometimes fish is like, for instance, with the fish, it's farm raised, or whether or not the chicken and the beef are organic. Usually I get a sort of a strange stare from the, from the person, the server. And they usually have no flipping clue. And then when they come back kind of hastily, I'm not sure they really understand what the answer is, or maybe they just sort of made it up to blow me off and move on to, you know, getting my order. What do you think? I mean, how many restaurants really have organic beef, for instance?
You know, it's probably not that many. And the ones that really take the care and time to get the highest quality usually will tell you that they did that. You know, so if you're, it depends on what type of restaurant you're going to. So for example, if you're going to a fine dining restaurant, chances are very good that they have paid more on their end to higher quality suppliers for good quality meat and poultry and all of that. And but they should be able to tell you, fairly, at least the manager, or you know, someone can go ask the chef. They should be able to find out fairly easily where their foods are coming from. But if you're going to, you know, a kind of a lower end restaurant that's not a chain, then it will probably, you'll probably run into that more and more often, because that's, you know, they might just be getting all of their products from a standard food service supplier. Things could come, they could get frozen, you know, prefabbed hamburgers, and that could be what you're eating. Or, you know, everything might not be made to order from scratch the same way as you kind of go up the low level to mid level to high level kind of restaurant styles. The more you pay generally should be the better quality of food. But again, there are a lot of chains like Chipotle and Panera who make a point of only buying antibiotic-free meat and poultry and pork and that kind of thing. But they will tell everyone that that's what's happening. So transparency, regardless of where you are, it, you know, if they don't know, if they're hiding something, or if they just can't answer the question, probably good chance that they're not using, you know, organic or that kind of thing.
Excellent. Chef Abby, as we're wrapping this up, thinking of going to a restaurant, just quickly give us some tips on how to be able to find out if this is the menu that is right for you. What kind of intel do you have to do, homework, before you go to that restaurant to find out if you're really getting organic or not?
Well, there's so many online services now, like Yelp and OpenTable, and you know, just even if the restaurant has its own website, a lot of times it might say it on those types of places. And call and ask, you know, do a little digging of your own. And if they're evasive or can't answer the question, then that kind of is your answer right there. But if you really want to make sure that you know what it is before you walk in the door, then those are probably the best ways to go about it. There's so much information online these days.
Everyone, we've been talking to our wonderful chef, Abby Gelman, who is a professionally trained chef and registered dietitian and our go-to person, especially when we're asking questions like, geez, is that organic at that meal that I just ordered at the restaurant? Can I believe them? Learn more about Chef Abby Gelman's wonderful work at culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Ah, and everyone out there, please take a minute to hit iTunes and rate and review the show. This was a great one, and I hope you took a lot of notes, especially when you go to that restaurant this weekend. All right, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Herb Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the Herb Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.